Holy cow, that was strong. Good, but very strong. I think what happened was is I took two real dabs right when the episode began. That's where I messed up. But I wanted to show you guys the two different pipes. And then I ripped the pivot, which very direct. And then a 3D XL chamber with a hearty amount of hash in it, and didn't even take the whole thing, just took two nice rips. But that was enough for me. Got my fill. What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 169 of the podcast. On today's episode, I'm going to be looking at a couple different Halo RBRs, this classic 10 mil Halo double diffused, and then the 3x2 Halo that has that secondary drain inside the Halo. And also, I'm going to go over the four Puffco tops that I offer, just for any new followers or new subscribers, because the Puffco stuff has been popping off lately. It's crazy how much of that stuff people are ordering, and I figured probably should do an episode where I'm showing them and talking about them a little more, even though I've done it before, but we're gonna do it again and hopefully I'll do a better job this time. But first, I'm gonna get a dab on this 3x2 Halo of some Green Dot Dali. Man, all the Green Dot strains lately, like the Dali, the Picasso, the Monet, like they're all just, you know, named after famous like artists. I didn't even realize that until I had them all sitting in front of me the other day. I was like, oh, okay, I see the pattern they're using here. But yeah, super, super stoked on how this big clear presale came out. We blessed for through a few weeks have been crazy because went away to see family, then got home and had to like get all this work done. But I gotta say, super proud of the team and the people I have around me. Like a few years ago, I could never be like organized enough or like set up enough where I could actually pull off like the tasks I have being put in front of me right now. So it's really awesome to even with all the changes we've had over the last year or so with like our team here and people moving on to different things and having new people come in, like I'm just grateful that things are continuing to get better even though change is scary. So but first, let's get a little dab on this 3x2 Halo with a little secondary drain down here, giving you a little bit more water function. Ooh, that Dali. I mean, I've smoked so much of that Dali over the past like year, year and a half. It's just, man, never gets old. It's such a good, like, just all day smoke, just super gassy, terpy. And just honestly, fucking like rings my bell every time I fucking smoke it. Like some things I have to like try hard to like get a dab that's gonna make me go, whoa, is there weed in that? That Dali seems to do it each and every time. Super good. Now the 3x2 Halos next to the 10 mil double diffuse Halo, they're pretty close in size. The 3x2 Halo is about an inch taller. It has a second disc in it, kind of help that water stack. And then obviously the drain configuration is a little bit different. This is like a wider, fatter Halo with the opal in it. This is that skinnier Halo with the drain in it. The reason the Halo is skinnier is because if you want a really aggressive little tornado down here, you have to make the path of least resistance the main line that goes into that funnel. So you have to keep this Halo kind of skinnier so that water still goes down it, but it's not the main path the water wants to go. And then for this, because there isn't a drain in it, you get to just enjoy that like thicker like donut with the opal placed in it, giving a really cool visual of all the bubbles and water dumping down around it. And I'm gonna take a dab on this one too, because I had a collector recently scoop one on our last pre-sale, and he requested that I smoke it on the podcast and talk about it a little bit, which I'm happy to do. These pieces right here, I would say out of all the 10 mils, the chug on these and the rumble on these is the most surprising. It gives like the energy and rumble of a 14 mil, but it doesn't have that really openness of a 14 mil. It's a little bit more like concentrated. I don't even know how else to really explain it. It just seems like it's a little bit more direct and concentrated. Give me one second, guys. I want to lock the front door. I got people that I think are trying to walk into our shop. I forgot to lock it. Give me one second. Sorry, guys. Oh, Pat's talking to him. They are spray painted over there. Pat's complaining about the paint smell. what can you do? So hopefully Pat locks it when he comes back in. But yeah. Whew. All right. Back to it. Sorry. We are an operating business here too. So sometimes things happen. Got to pop up. But I'm going to take a dab on this double diffuse Halo right now. The rumble on this. So like I was saying, like, when you're smoking one of these, like you can feel like the piece almost like rumbling here because the water bouncing in this back drain, which typically you mainly feel with just the 14 mils. So this specific design of the 10 mil really kind of like will give that same rumble, but it's more like restricted and not as airy as a 14 mil. That's so funny. They're remodeling the unit next door. Hopefully we get a good neighbor, guys. You know, that's our hopes. Like once every couple weeks, I'll be in here doing a podcast and taking some serious dabs. So hopefully they're okay with a little bit of a smell of something. Could be anything. Not for me, but there might be a smell. Because we got to get the podcast in. Been really liking this, like, little gear piece of quartz. Like it's kind of like hard to see, but it's kind of shaped like a daisy or like a gear. It just like retains so much heat. Oh, I'm starting to smell the paint now too. Been there though, brother. I painted the whole inside of this place. I'm sure I made everything smell bad too when I was remodeling. There's nothing they're gonna be able to do about that unless they open that door, and even then it's gonna be stinky. This has nothing to do with the podcast. I said to myself today, Evan, don't get distracted. Stay focused. This is about glass, not just you crazy ranting. So fuck, I'm trying, but I get distracted so easy. First dab in, it's already lost. Going to warm this bad boy up though. The perk in it is a reinforced 12-hole gridded showerhead perk. So it's 6 cuts, and then we use a small piece of glass and we fuse it in between the cuts. So it turns 1 cut into 2, giving you that 6 cuts, but it ends up being a 12 hole. When I say reinforced, it just means it's welded to the bottom and to the top of the pipe. It is structural. It's one solid piece through there. There's no vibration that's going to make that pop off. If the piece tips over, it's one solid piece. All my pieces are like that, all the way down to the littlest, tiniest pivots, 5 mil RBRs. Everything follows the same formula of reinforced. Everything's welded in 2 places except for obviously the mouthpiece, because it's just one solid thing. But yeah. And then the overall height on these, like, I don't have a tape measure here, but usually they're right in that like 10 and a half range. They're not a small piece by any means, but if you compare it to a lot of my work, like, this is in the middle range, I would say, as far as size, because I make some big ass pieces of glass, stuff that, you know, you put next to most other common high-end glass art, my glass is kind of big. But I make really small shit too, so I got the small shit too. I like the feel of like a bunch of water moving without you having to work really hard to make it move water. There's like, it is fun to have a little terp cannon, like a little flavor piece, like the pivot or like a 5 mil RBR. But there also is something really special about using a piece of glass that is designed and refined to move high volumes of water without making the user work super hard to do that. We've all hit one of those pieces, at least back in the day, I know I have, that like you have to pull so hard on it to even make it work. And then it's really like you only smoke that piece for a video. So like if you actually like want to enjoy and sit down and smoke a piece of glass, it wouldn't be that one. I don't want that to be my pieces. I want my pieces to, if anything, be the one. Maybe you're like, yeah, I'm not going to do a video with it, but that's the piece I'm going to smoke all day because that's like, I just love the hit on it. Or you're just obsessed with the function and watch other videos too. I want to give you the best of both worlds because the things I enjoy hash. I enjoy making function videos and stuff. Like, I like moving water. I don't know. Simple person, but I know what I like, and I just do that all day. Let's check the temp on this. Take some more of that dolly. I'm gonna take a little lower than that. That last one was like, I think I heated the nail for a while before we started the episode, so it was kind of fucking had a deep core temperature there. And then after this, we're gonna look at these different Puffco tops that I make that we're now going to be offering just like on the website. These will be like the only thing that's just like kind of always there. And then we'll have our monthly drops of like the one of one full color pieces. Yeah, that last one, I took it like when it beeped, but you know what? Temp readers, even the best ones, they're a little off sometimes. And also, it really does depend on how long you heated the nail. Your heat up will ultimately determine your cooldown. You know what I mean? This is, the sky's blue, grass is green. What else do you guys want to know? Like, I know all sorts of stuff. Fuck, dude. That first dab was a lot. I'm going to hope to take this one a little lower. Oh, yeah. These are the new caps that you've been seeing coming with the pieces if you've purchased anything recently. Basically a marble, a little flat bottom. Almost looks like a little chess piece or something. I need a sip of coffee. It still seems a little warm. I'm fine if it's low. It's going to be a little low. Just rubbly. They're extra rubbly. And I think it's because the perk is smaller diameter than the 14. But the volume of water it's in is pretty close to what the 14 would be. The 14 is a little bit fatter. So because like the volume of water you have to put in the foot, it just makes that perk extra rumbly. But you're not working harder because obviously the configuration of the discs, the way it's set up. That dolly, you know, can't get enough of that. That green dot, been smoking it for a long time, like a decade. It's crazy. Since I moved to Colorado, it's pretty much what I've smoked. I mean, obviously, the homies' gardens or my own gardens until my daughter was born, I stopped growing. Like, look at that. It's a little shelf, dude. Just put things on it, man. You know, it's crazy. That's fun. When I was blowing glass and doing everything completely by hand, like, this was the dream to be able to, like, eventually be able to have a lathe and be able to do super sharp, precise, like, work. I did really good by hand. Like, a lot of people thought I used a lathe when I didn't back in the day. But now that I have one, I'm just able to, like, do things and, like, execute pieces in a way that, like, so precise compared to like, I mean, just, you know, you always want to be progressing, right? That's the end goal. But yeah, 10 mil double diffuse halo. We had a handful of people scoop these on the pre-sale. It's always interesting to see which designs are more popping on certain pre-sales. And we were surprised. It was like halos and stuff this time. Obviously, a bunch of classic like RBR stuff, but then the freaking Puffco, all the Puffco tops. Oh my god, Puffco top machine. I've been the past fucking week and a half, and all that keeps happening is like I'm like refining them more and more, and they're just getting like just so nice. Like now I'm like, these Puffco products are just getting crazy fire. It's like anything. The more and more you practice something, even like in a martial art or a sport, the more and more you run drills or practice the fundamentals, like, and like dialing in, even if it's repetitive things, like it just makes you so much better than just constantly pursuing a different thing. Like, I don't know. I enjoy really enjoy how I've set this up to blow glass all the time. It's very sick. Even though all things are temporary, grateful for these moments I get to be a glass blower. This shit's very cool. All right. I got the puff codes already loaded up, so you don't have to watch me fumble. But on the table in front of me, don't mind me, I have to rub my eyes a little bit. The terps that I like got terp assaulted, that last one wasn't like low temp, but it was low enough for the flavor and everything was just overwhelming. So good. Obviously, we have the pivot top here. We have the BRBR top. We have the HJR top. And then we have the old combo here where you can put a 10 mil nail and put it on the Peak Pro micro RBR. It's a 10 mil micro RBR that has the ability to be smoked from two different apparatuses or just one, because it comes with a stopper and everything, so that if you did just want to use it as a Puffco top, that is what you can do. But if you want to get a little wild and throw a 10 mil nail on there, which we will by the end of this episode, you got the option too. But let's go through them real quick. So we have the Pivot RBR top here. It is a four-hole perk. It's using the same mechanics as the Bloop RBR, but it's just like way, way, way smaller, making it honestly way harder. These Pivot tops are the hardest, like, compared to the price point, like, but I'm like, I can't, like, they can't be any more expensive. Like, it's just, unfortunately, they're hard. So what's that mean? I just gotta get better, right? Instead of charging more, just be better at your job, right? Let's do that. So, like, that's what I'm gonna do. That's what I'm telling myself. So, I'm just gonna keep getting better at them and sell them until I find a way to do them in a way where it's efficient and makes sense. But for now, these things are very challenging, and but I like them. I like making them. I don't make anything that's these micro welds inside this thing. Like, when you get one of these and you look in there, if you're a glass blower, or if you're like kind of like you're more mechanically minded, or have kind of you look at things like from a manufacturing point of view, there's like welds in there, and there's so many of them that it's like this is a highly technical little piece, little object. It doesn't matter what this object's for. If we found this object in a thousand years from now, like, people will look at this as like, this is technology. There's something going on here. Granted, all these have that same thing, but this is so small that it's like the tolerances and everything on it are so tight. It's an impressive little piece of glass. I'm not trying to toot my own horn or anything. I'm just trying to explain, because I have a lot of people that don't own one, or people that'll like see me post about them that, you know, 99.9% people are hyped, and then there's the one person that's hyped, but they're like, oh, it's like too expensive. And I'm like, yeah, man, it is. It's expensive for sure. But in my opinion, like, if you know what it is and you understand what it is and you like it and you want to be able to rip that pivot on white and get big hits and have a little tiny tornado, then this is a deal. Like, honestly. But yeah, let me take a dab on it real quick. The stands for them are nice too, because gives you that option of just like hitting it off a table. Let that warm up real quick. Take a little sip of coffee here. It's crackling a little bit. I did clean it before the episode with alcohol and stuff, so maybe I got a little bit on the side of the whatever. I mean, it sounds crazy, dude. Should I just go for it, even though it's doing that? Fuck it, right? It tastes great. I think it's on the outside of it, on the silicone. Oh, God. Yeah, that's exactly where it is. So would you clean these? Would you clean the whole off? Would you take off the whole top and you soak it in alcohol? You should take the silicone off after and dry off. or do like heat it up once or twice to dry off itself before you smoke it, or else, as we just learned, it will crackle. Just like the Peak Pros, when you take off the 3D XL chamber or the stock chamber and you soak it and clean it, you should probably like warm it up a couple times without anything in it and let it just burn off any residual alcohol or, you know, condensation, moisture, whatever on the actual unit. But either way, whoa. Ripper. Yeah. I didn't think about that before I cleaned it and charged it for this episode. Super fun building those, though. And, man, like, fuck, that thing always gets me so stoned. I don't know what it is. Because it's different than a nail dab. Maybe it's just more dabs is what it is. I don't know. I'm not really, that's not what I'm looking to understand here. I'm just trying to smoke hash all day and figure out tiny water tornadoes. Gosh, I can't even talk after that. That's bad. We got three more to go. All right. So right here we have the BRBR or the Blue RBR. Now here's a couple things I'll say about that for anyone that's like really into glass and really specific about things. The reason it's called the Bloop RBR is because it uses the mechanics of the Bloop perk that I use in my bloopers, which are a totally different shape and they're not a recycler. However, this perk that's the Bloop perk that I put in here, I wanted it in there more to really reduce the amount of surface area inside the piece because it's a fat, larger perk, and also that added disc to help so you don't have to pull as hard, because if you own a Puffco, you know if you pull like too hard and put too much hash in there, you're going to be like sucking like reclaimer material down into the piece itself. So I thought to myself, well, to reduce the amount of, you know, pressure the user feels they need to use to hit it, or how hard they're hitting it, let's use the Bloop perk because it's going to take up a bunch of surface area. It's also going to make the water will hold on that disc and push through it. So like, it's just going to stack water immediately, making it easy. Now, if I wanted to build something that really like made that bloop, bloop, bloop sound like visibly, I would have had to do like a really big top that holds a higher volume of water, giving you that, you know, more water above. So it takes time to drain back down. And right now what happens with all that water that goes above, it goes right into the drain and creates a tornado. So there's not this volume of water that when you stop pulling out, it's going to like bloop. Or sometimes they do, but it's very quick. It's like one bloop or two. It's not like sitting there going bloop, 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 bloop like my traditional bloopers do. So now that we explained the perk and the name, let's take a little dab on this. This is definitely the daily for me and the wife. The wife and I, we're always smoking this one. This is what we bring on vacation. We have one at home too. This is the first prototype, like the first one. And then the one I have at home is like a newer one. I have all the newer ones here, but they're in the other room. They have to be mouthpieces and their bases cold worked, which just means I have to take them to a wet saw, cut them open, take it over to the glass lathe, cut open the bottom where the air goes through, where it clips in to the actual Puffco base. But let's warm this up. This should be, I don't want no party dabs right now. I just want normal dabs. There we go. And shout out to Puffco for sending us all these different bases. I should have brought my third one. I haven't one at home. That way I could have had all of them on bases loaded up already. But if we make it to that last one, I'm saving that for the end. Cause after that, I'm going to be done. I got a lot of work to do today. I say this every episode. It's the truth, because there's no week where it's like, we're just chilling. No, there's always like, we got a lot to get done. Whoa. Okay. Yeah, that one was too much, I think. That's fine, though. Because that's what I'm going to tell myself. Holy cow, that was strong. Good, but very strong. I think what happened was is I took two real dabs right when the episode began. That's where I messed up. But I want to show you guys the two different pipes. And then I ripped the pivot, which very direct. And then a 3D XL chamber with a hearty amount of hash in it, and didn't even take the whole thing. Just took two nice rips. But that was enough for me. Got my fill. I just love how magnified the perks are on these two, because like when there's water in there, and because the tolerances are so tight in this piece, like the perk in there just like magnifies the whole thing, and you can really see like all the different layers of tubing and all the different welds. Like, if you even care about that kind of stuff, some people just like glass for different reasons. They just like the function of this or that. Like, for me, it's like it's layered, but I love like when you have water and pieces in it, magnifies everything, especially when it's all clear. Which is super cool. So many different welds. Damn, dude, that one definitely got me. Holy fuck. That was like a kind of aggressive. Let's take a look at the honey jar recycler. Now, it's what's fun about these two pieces, these two being right here, is that these are the two that started it all. And look at them now in the future. Just sitting on these electronic dab rigs. They can just do so many different things. It's just so trippy that I still make like these same things, but they're so refined and come such a long way. Like, but I could show you the oldest versions of these and you would still be able to see that they're related. You'd be like, oh, I see that that's like when you see a Model T and then you see like a more modern car and you're like, oh yeah, I can see it. Like the four wheels and like the steering wheel, like that. Look what it's become. But yeah, the honey jars, these seem to be the favorite of the buyers, but as of recently, but I don't know if it's because Puffco posted about it, that it was their favorite top and Jolly Roger in them, or for like tops that aren't Puffco branded products, like for like just like, but whatever, I just want to be specific. It's like I'm sure that they love everything they're making too. So, but either way, these have like a different rumble than the RBR. These are more, I describe them as like where the RBR is like this smooth, like rumble. This is like this shreddy little fucking jet engine, like more restricted. More rumble, the condensed line, like it's very direct. The way the smoke, the way the path it follows, it's like it's very direct. And visually it's a very cool piece, just as far as like for the user looking down, watching like how the water moves and the water levels change, the way like, so even Puffco, when I was watching them do a video, they were like wondering about this over here. Cause I think most people will see this and they'll think that the smoke is going to go through the bottom of the perk into the perk. Well, it can't really work like that, or else water would go into the base. In order for water to not go in the base of any type of piece like this, that the smoke has to come from the bottom to the top, you have to have a point where your water level can't go past, like, basically I have this internal, there's like an internal stem in here. It's the same mechanics that are inside all these. This is just on the outside so that I was able to keep the actual can where the smoke was going through smaller. So in order to keep this area smaller, I had to take the internal piece and put it on the outside. Now, being that this internal stem is above the water line, that means that the water won't go into the base. Now, if this was down here and the water went above that, now it creates this effect where it's like vacuuming or suctioning water down to the base. Anyone that's had a water Puffco top from any brand, even their own, if you overfill it, you'll see this happen. You'll overfill it, and all of a sudden, it'll start sucking the water, and it'll start draining out of the bottom. That's any pipe like this. But if you understand the mechanics of it and your water level, it's really easy to manage. And that's why I try to keep them pretty high, so if you lean it, it's not like an issue. But yeah. So the function on these, definitely different than the RBR. I'll show you both side by side. I have a shit ton of water in that right now. Whoa, that's terpy. Sorry, I had to dab in it. Damn, whoever was smoking this earlier, smoking something orangey, and they put a lot of water in this, but it shreds with that much water. It like rumbles hard. The RBR is definitely different. It's like a different rumble and feel altogether. And a different aesthetic, obviously. The honey jars have like, these are also a piece that take me such a long time to make. Like, anytime I have to make these, and my wife is like kind of looking at my schedule for kind of like the week, what I have to get done, she'll schedule like regular hours on these as if I'm making like a regular honey jar or something. These take me like twice as long. I spend so much time on these ones, and they're worth it. They fucking shred, but there's so many like little things I have to do in order to keep this piece precise because there's a lot of shaping that has to all line up, be a certain way. There's a lot of different sizing to different parts. All the work I would say in the RBRs, the hardest part of the RBRs and these is the perk. Like if I get the perk made, which is pretty challenging, then the rest of it goes pretty smooth. But with the honey jar, there's multiple parts that are like, I gotta get this part right or else it's not gonna work. I got this part. Like, it's just a little bit more of a balancing act as far as being able to pull them off consistently without them breaking in the process of making them. But that's kind of like the thing that separates, I think, a lot of the glass scene from other art or just people that see this as just manufacturing. Is it like, and people that just look at money and numbers on paper, they're not gonna see enough value in this because there's this other aspect of it where it's like an art where you can't like guarantee certain things are gonna work out. You can get really consistent and really good, and you have a really good understanding of how every absolutely thing works. But then there's this one thing that like goes wrong that you've been planned for, but it went wrong in a way where you're like, well, we didn't plan for it to happen like that. Like, or you don't even know what happened. And like, glass is very much like that, where I think it'd be difficult for like, if you were going to try and find an investor to like invest in your glass blowing business, like to convince them that there's all this like value you can bring to an investor or something. 'Cause it's very much like it's art. So there's a lot of just like the unknown. There's a lot of loss that happens. There's a lot of things you can't even really account for that just happen that cost you more than you can even realize. And it's that right there that I think determines whether you're in it for just some gain or if you're just like obsessed with it for some reason. I'm not. So for me, I'm definitely very obsessed because we go so hard here. Like there's, and we're just constantly trying to make things better and better and refine stuff. I am going to take a dab on that, but I'm still kind of just need a second. That was those last couple. Holy guacamole, dude. It was a lot. I'm stoked my voice is coming back. I was fucking shot there for a couple weeks, dude. I don't know what the fuck was going on. Came back to Colorado and couldn't talk anymore. I was like, yeah, I don't even know. I'm sure a few of my friends and colleagues were like, yeah, dude, that was a lot. You know, but what can you do? I had no control over it. I didn't plan for that happening. We're thinking here this year on the 10 mil RBR tops. I think I'm gonna switch and do like the same as the honey jar with this type of sidearm because I think I could get it a little closer and I think it might look a little fancier, maybe. I don't know. We're gonna, always trying different things, switching it up. It's really wild. You could probably find old episodes way back in the day where I was definitely would say like, oh, like I'm not gonna make stuff for the Puff Co. because a lot of people ask for it. But truth be told, back then, not only was I not gonna make stuff for the Puff Co., I couldn't. Like, I don't think I had the tools or I wouldn't have been. It wouldn't this it The product wouldn't have been like this. Like, I have, like, I wouldn't have been able, like, there's so many different tools I'm using to make these honey jars. Is I'm using, like, two different wet saws, a lap wheel, a lathe, and then, like, six, if you count Bunsen, 6 to 7 different torches. Like, then there's a bunch of hand tools, and then all the different sizes of, like, tubing that I've shaped from. Like, there's just so many components, and, like, it's just like I don't think I could have made these the way I'm making them. It wouldn't have, they would have like been, they just wouldn't have been the same, like this sharp and precise. And I'm stoked that I waited till when I knew how to do it. And also, I'm stoked that I waited till 3D XL chambers, because the 3D XL chamber gives you the higher airflow and everything, and the bigger dabs. It's just so much more of a dabbing experience for someone who came up dabbing on like quartz nails and titanium domeless nails. You get more of like, you'll get that bigger cloud. Definitely if you're ripping on fucking like party mode, dude. Like if you're, you know, if you're really just trying to like you're done for the night and you're trying to have your own little party for about 15 minutes. And then depending on what age you are, a panic attack after that. The fucking party mode on the 3D XL chamber works very well. It's awesome. This is all the wife uses if she ever is smoked. She's a business owner and a hardworking lady, so she's not like a day, all day smoker like me anymore. So sometimes at night, but if she does, it's a Puffco, because that's like way more manageable. Because not everyone's trying to get like super stoned, so that's what's nice with the Puffco too, is you can go, I just want to get a little stoned, and I don't want it to be hot. Like even with a quartz nail, even if you don't want it to be hot, sometimes you get a hot dab, and that's life. Oh, I knew they were spraying, dude. I heard the sound. I knew that's what it was. I was sorry. There's a remodel in one of the units next to ours, and I was hearing like a familiar sound before we started the episode. And I'm like, I think that's fucking paint spray. And the guys are all working on shit too. Damn, dude, I'm so, you know, it's time. Let's check out the honey jar recycler. I like green. I don't know what it is, the temp wise, but I like it, cause it seems to be really flavorful, but also, you know, you get a big milky hit. Dude, I hope we get good neighbors, bro. Stresses me out. You know, just thinking about neighbors. I think Mike likes to rock higher water levels somewhat. I like to pull harder though. Dude, I can't pull that hard now. Hash. Whoa. Whoa. Sheesh. Wow. I'll tell you what. At a certain point, it must just be the terps that you're experiencing. Because the THC, that's just like, it's just, that's a mute point after the first two quartz nail dabs. Everything after that, I think, is just like, you're experiencing terps at different temperatures and your body reacting to that. So I don't know what whoa is. Like, whoa, when I feel like that. Whoa. But I don't think it's THC. I definitely think it's a terp. Getting terp assaulted. Wow. The lights are brighter. I feel calm. But man. I feel like I ran a marathon. Jeez. Didn't even get to the micro RBR yet. But we're going to. We are working our way there. And I have my hands together like this because I might fall apart if I don't keep everything held together right now. No, I'm just kidding. I'm hearing so many sounds though, and that's how I know that I'm like, that might be the THC. That part. Yeah. Or it's just the body reacting to smoke or vapor going into it. Like, danger. Don't breathe whatever that is in. We don't know what that is. Yeah, it could be just a body function, dude. Well, I'm here. I did it. Let's keep it up. Let's throw on the micro RBR. Check her out. This is the one that I started with. This is the first Puffco top I did. And the bass was bigger. Dude. You ever just feel like that? I was putting it in the wrong way. That's what was going on. Sick. Let me get her straight. Turn it a little bit. Yeah. Oh yeah. Dude, this is what happens if you smoke too much weed, guys. You start getting fixated on weird fucking things. Like, is that straight? Is that not straight? It's like when I'm blowing glass sometime and did a little too many dabs, and then I'm like, I can't decide whether something's straight or not. Even with all the tools, I'm like, man, it looks off, but that could just be me. And then usually if I sleep on it, I look at it the next morning when I'm like rested a little bit and like have a fresh coffee in me. I'm like, oh, it's straight as fuck. What the fuck was I doing last night? That's how I know though. If I start feeling like that while I'm working, I stop what I'm doing and go, okay, I'm tired. It must have been a long day. That's what I call it. Because you're better off not fucking up like all the shit you've put time into just because you're trying to like cross the finish line. I've gotten way better over the years, and not, I've broken so many pieces rushing back in the day, being like, I just gotta finish it so I can show Instagram tomorrow. And now I'm starting to learn to be way more patient. But like, you're being indecisive about the next move, which means that you're like, it could be a bad move. So we're gonna pause here because you can't decide if something's straight or not. But you know, that's managing, you know, your own. See, I'm ranting again. Fuck, dude. This is supposed to be all glass. What is a glass podcast? I think. I don't know. Either way, it doesn't matter. The nail goes here. Very simple. It makes sense. It's just a micro RBR, you know. Shreds, just like a micro, because it is one. And it works really good, just so you know. If you don't know, you can check out my Instagram. I don't even know if I can do a dab on this right now. I don't think it'd be a good idea. I don't know what happened. Like, I might need Isaac's help even getting out of this room, and that's not fair to him. You know, you gotta think about other people. It might be selfish of me to take a dab on this right now. I don't want to be selfish or whatever. You heard me. Damn it. All right. So let me tell you about these Puffco products. They work, bro. All right. They work. And they might work too good because I get why Jolly Roger wears the sunglasses. You know, I get it. I get the sun, like, or the tinted, whatever's going on. I think there's some sort of sunglasses. I don't know if they're metal for a medical reason. So, you know, either way, my point is, I don't know what they are, but I get it from my point of view. I'm like, I need a pair of sunglasses I wear all the time because that's the only thing I feel like I can't manage is my eyeballs. You guys ever felt like that? You're like, I'm walking fine, I'm talking fine, but my eyes tell a whole different story. And like, but you can't be the guy with sunglasses on because then people probably just know. But it's better for them to assume than have hard proof of like your eyes look crazy. It's like, I'd rather just assume that my eyes look crazy than you actually seeing how like sleepy or stoned I actually am. That's probably the only side effect that I don't like of weed. Everything else is pretty sick. Even the panic attacks. That's just, you know, that's plant teacher. You're learning about yourself. I'm really trying to avoid hitting this piece right now. Do you guys hear it in my voice? Either way, we have a lot of stuff we're doing. I can't even talk right now. I'm just gonna do it. Fuck it. We're cleaning the nail. I'm done. I'm gonna hit it. We're at 45 minutes. I just have to do it, and then my wife will be here. And hopefully she's in a good mood. Either way, it's all gonna be great. That's what I'm gonna tell myself. That's how I know that I did a good job at smoking weed today on this episode, is that I feel very stoned. And that's how I know. It's that simple. The nail should be clean now. I really don't even know. I literally took one of these pivot tops the other day and I like had it on a handle still. And Pat was like, this looks like a nectar collector or something. And I'm like, oh, it kind of does. He's like, you should try it. So I heated up the end of the handle and stuck it into this jar of Picasso that was just about gone. Maybe had like just like a couple dabs left in it. So I was like, well, just this is perfect. Glass jar. I'll just stick it in there and like see if it works. I ended up working like really well. I ended up having like hundreds of people commenting that they want this thing, like tons of people reaching out and stores. And I'm just like, this was literally a joke. Like, I didn't realize how many people were into this kind of thing. And it gave me an idea. And I was like, man, the more I'm learning about quartz, like making like a full quartz version or something like that, that could be used in that way if people like that. Like, I don't know. It's like, who knows what the future is going to bring with all these different fun things we can do with the new tools we have. Like this morning I was in my cold working room, like just like cutting and polishing pivot tops. Cause there's like a bit of cold working I have to do on the saw with those. I have to like cut. There's a bunch of cuts I have to do on them to make them function right and fit right. But either way, I was doing that in my cold working room and I was like, damn, just like a few months ago, I was like talking about this fucking room and how I can't wait till we have this. And we've, or even like 6 months ago, I was talking about how we're saving up for it. And like, it's just wild to be doing it. Like it's happening. You would watch these episodes and you would assume, oh, he got too stoned and forgot to, like that song, I forgot to do that because I got high. But really what happens is I'll go out of this room and I'll start panicking. I'll be like, you have to get some shit done, dude. And then I start fucking working like a crazy person. Like, and then my guys, like maybe Pat will see first. He's like, is something happening? Do we have to start working faster? And it's like, and then he starts doing things and everyone, I'm like, and then at the end of the day and everyone's like, oh, I thought you were mad. And I'm like, have I ever been mad at anyone? Like, it's like, no, it's like, they're like, but you were working like, and you weren't talking. And I was like, dude, cause I had a lot to get done. If I talk, then I'm going to not get it all done because I'm going to want to talk to you all day. That's the problem if you work next to people that you like, is that like you can easily start talking to them and be like, what just happened? We just talked for like a half hour. Fuck. We have shit to get done. It's like that double-edged sword. It's awesome, but it's also you got to manage yourself because it's really easy to get like stuck having a good time, you know? Because even you just get stuck having a good time. What happens? All right, so I think I'm all set here to get this warmed up. I'm just gonna leave it like that.
Yep.
Like I said, these come with a little stopper so that you can just use it as a regular Puffco top. But if you feel brave and, you know, if you've had like a day, maybe a good one, maybe a not a great one, but you want a dad that you know is gonna do something, this definitely will be it. Because, man, you can't run from the Terps with this. Especially if you hit party mode on the Puffco and you make sure the nail and everything hits right at the same time. Damn. I have videos on social media and shit of that exact thing of like showing how much it can go. Like right now I don't have that in me. You know, my ears might start ringing and I might just like pass out because that almost happened on one of those dabs. You know, when you get the ringing ears and you're like, uh-oh, and the world feels like it's a little heavy around your head, you're like, all right, dude, that one might have been a little too much. You know, I had one of those earlier in the episode, so, you know, most people right there would be like, they're done. And not saying that I shouldn't be, but, you know, I want to show you guys some stuff and that's okay. You know, sometimes you got to just do a little heavy lifting. It's just for 45 minutes to an hour. It's no big deal. This is a heavy workout. Heavy terp workout. That's all it is. And then the rest of the day, I won't even have to smoke anything. I'll just focus on work. And then it's Wednesday. That's pretty cool. We'll be filming on Wednesday. Sorry. Yeah, it's not for you guys if you're watching this. Probably. It's probably a different day. But for me, it's a Wednesday. Holy shit, I should probably load up this Puffco first. I'm not even going to clean it because that hash was good in there. Throw a little Monet in the bottom. It's a Puffco, a little Dolly in the Now. Oh my gosh. I'm not going to be able to talk to my guys, though. There's no way. I hope they're okay. Oh no, they're probably going to ask me. They might be upset about the fumes from the people painting. And I'm going to be like, guys, everyone can go home if they want, but I know they won't want to because everyone wants to work. So I might have to do something. And I'm pretty stoned. It's going to be kind of hard if they need me to be responsible. Boy, oh boy. I could put my hood up. That helps. Let's do this, dude. I just won't talk. I'll put my sunglasses on. Or not my sun, but my glass-blown glasses. Okay. Gotta grab. Oh, we got time. Yep. We do have time. This is it for me, though, guys. If you're hanging out at my house right now, we could all still hang out, but, like, I'm not going to be... I'm going to be nonverbal after this. I'm just going to be... You better be telling me a story the rest of the night, or at least for the next 45, because I don't have anything else, because I did too many. We did too much. I'm sure all of you all have been there before if you've ever... You know, if you've ever tried to test out a bunch of function... In the actual official way that it's supposed to be tested, so that you can give an honest perspective of, is it good? You know, not just dry pulling on it, but testing it out. More check before I warm this up. I want to time it right. Oh yeah, we're good. So you gotta test it the right way. You know, it's a tough job, but somebody's gotta do it. Yo, I smell the paint, dude. Oh, we're going to be fumed up today, dude. I guarantee my vehicle, they're going to get paint on it. Luckily, I think it's going to be raining all day, so it won't set. All right. Is there something on that dabber? Oh no, it's just that thing spitted in there. Oh my god. Dude, I'm done. That's it. That's it. It tastes great, but that's it. Yeah, you can hit it more, guys. You can keep smoking it as much as you want. But I'm done. Hear laughter, that might be good. Okay, maybe I won't have to deal with too much. Either way, don't avoid your responsibilities. Smoke hash, live life on hard mode. Sign up for the newsletter at bmsglass.com. You never know. That's a great spot to stay connected no matter what happens. If social media's changed, life happens. That way we can just send email notifications about stuff we have going on. We also... The whole pre-sale should be shipped at this point by the time you guys are watching this. And we are going to have our first full color drop. It's going to be a small one though, but it's going to be next Sunday. Nothing crazy. Going to be a handful of RBRs, the first full color pivot tops though, which people might be hyped about, and a few other things. Maybe even a mini recycling Cavalier in full color. A couple specialty things, but a small end of May drop. But then June we'll have some bigger full color drops. And releasing some new clear pieces, all sorts of stuff. So thanks so much, everybody, and hope you have a great day. Episode 169, What's Everybody Podcast. Whoa, powerful. That's a lot.